Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Yesterday we discussed this ayah, Allahu nurus samawati wal ard, ayah number 35 of surah An-Nur, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light, the nur of the skies and the earth, and the example of that nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into the hearts of the believers. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from Ka'b al-Ahbar. Ka'b al-Ahbar had accepted Deen and Islam, but before that he was amongst the renowned scholars of the Torah and the Injil. He had a great deal of knowledge with regards to those kitabs, and he had spoken about many ayats of the Qur'an-i-Kareem in the light of those revelations. With regards to this ayat, Ka'b al-Ahbar says that Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the example of the Mishkat, the example of the niche, and he says the niche is the chest and the bosom of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The zujaj, the glass that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, that glass that is like a shining star, he says that is the heart of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in between that misbah, that lamp or the lantern that Allah speaks about, that lamp and the lantern is thereafter the nubuwat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He possibly bases this on the premises that when we look at the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life before Nubuwat, and as a matter of fact, even before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a source of light for the people around him and for mankind. Before the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incident of Abraha and the Ababil had taken place, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had crushed the army of elephants by means of pebbles that came down from little birds. And that was to announce the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is known as Irhas. Like how when we look at the horizon now, before the sun rises, we will see the glow, we will see the redness on the horizon. So the horizon of nubuwat was going to be rising. And before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows these miraculous incidents that take place, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way announces the nubuwat. So he says that this was in actual fact Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, who was an embodiment of nur and hidayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down, and that benefit was before nubuwat. And then after nubuwat, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed this lamp of nubuwat in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam became a source of hidayat for the whole of mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to the olive oil, la sharqiyatin wa la gharbiya, that it is not towards the east or the west. And if you look at it, the fares and the benefit of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the entire world. It was not only confined to the east and the west, but to the north and to the south and every part of the world. Mankind benefited from the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To complete the ayat thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَىٰ, to his nur, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. This is the priority of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives hidayah to whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. And at this point and in this time, we all should be appreciative, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us for hidayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us iman. Now this leaves us with one important fikr, and that fikr is that we need to leave this world in a state of iman. That is our responsibility, and obviously it cannot be fulfilled without the help and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is now the finality, and that is now the culmination of the life of a mu'min when he leaves this world in a state of iman. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents examples for mankind, because it is from examples that we learn. This is how we learn this whole concept of hidayat, nur-e-hidayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in the hearts of people. Wallahu bi kulli shay'in alim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge over all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge over everything. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knew every heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored certain hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows thereafter the actions and the amal that we are going to present to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.